Hi, welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'll be reviewing the voice of Gollum from Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. I should really be talking about the wonderful actor who created and played Gollum, Andy Serkis. However, he is another voice for another time. This is something he's created, but I want to look at what goes into making up the voice of Gollum, because it's quite interesting. And I thought, well, I've done real people so far. Why not take something from that's fictional and see if I can look at the voice and create it? It's such an interesting voice, and it's such a well-known, charismatic sound that Andy Serkis made with Gollum, but I wanted to just look at Gollum on his own as a character, and let's see if we can discuss physicality and the sounds that are being made, and interestingly enough, see if it's something that you can see habits of yourself, and also look at how we can do things with our voice in a safe way that can enable us to completely change the way we sound. Okay, so let's have a quick look at this scene.
Baggins's. What is a Baggins's, precious?
I'm a hobbit from the Shire.
Oh, we like goblinses, batses and fishes, but we haven't tried hobbinses before.
Now, in order to make the sound of Gollum, or at least, you know, do my best with the instrument I have, there's a lot that has to happen in order, especially to do it safely, because you're adding some tension in, and you're changing, I'm changing the way that I'm using my voice, but the tongue plays a massive part of this. Because if I'm speaking the way I'm speaking now, and I just bring the back of my tongue up to the top of my mouth, like that, all of a sudden, there's kind of a sound that happens because I'm squeezing air off and it's not coming out fluidly. So the air placement where it would naturally go forward gets squeezed over the top area of the back of my tongue, and sometimes round the sound, round the sides as well. And so whatever's left kind of goes up through my nose. So the air placement is really key here, and that happens due to a change in the structure and the way I'm holding my tongue. So if we make just a sound like that, that's just by moving my tongue. That's the one part of the whole makeup of doing the voice, and you're most of the way there. Then you need to kind of start adding a little bit more energy into the air. Now, because we're adding a bit of tension, we need extra air support in order to make sure that it's flowing through safely, and we're not hitting down, and we're not sitting down on our throats, because there's a lot of, especially when it goes down to the low sounds and you need to drop down and relax, you need to kind of keep the airflow moving, so in order not to disrupt and damage anything lower down here where the vocal folds are.
Oh, we like goblinses, batses and fishes.
Oh, we like goblinses, batses and fishes.
Oh! So it's a little bit breathy, it's a little bit airy, and that's probably because he's using a lot of energy and a lot of air to create this sound safely. So being able to pass it through at a quite a rate. So for this, he's really using his diaphragm. And I think he's, whereas often I say that speakers don't need to use their diaphragm, they just really need the support. For this, in order to create the sound safely, you really do need a lot of air, because you're creating all these restrictions, and in order to get through it, and so you're not sitting down, like I said before.
He likes goblinses, batses and fishes, but we've never tried hobbitses before. We like goblinses, batses and fishes.
Now, it sounds a lot of the time that Gollum has a very kind of strong accent of his own, and he does. It's completely unique, thanks to Andy's wonderful work. But he does pronounce words, not necessarily the end of words, but he does pronounce his plosive sound. So the P's, and the P's and B's are very pronounced, very plosive, and this kind of sends air out, and it sends a kind of spittle out if you do it too much.
Goblinses, batses, and fishes.
Like, you know, the famous line,
precious, precious.
So everything's really kind of loose at the front and tighter and higher at the back.
But we hasn't tried horses before.
So this is nice, because you've got your tongue in this position, you're automatically kind of lifting up your soft palate, because as you're sending the air through your nose, and what happens is it's easier to go up those high notes, especially when you force a bit more air through.
We haven't tried hobbitses before.
So there's this witchy sound. So imagine a reed from a reed instrument like a, I don't know, oboe or something. It's a little bit of material, bamboo, and it kind of just moves like this. And you're kind of almost creating that effect by thinning out the area that the air is going through. And then there's a lot of spittle and there's a lot of movement, and that's coming from really down a bit lower. So, even though the tongue's really high, it's like kind of loose a bit at the back as well. And there's a... Can you hear that sound? That's coming right from the back. So for this, the soft palate is actually wavering. Well, that's the way I'm doing it anyway. Maybe he's doing it differently. But that's how I'm getting that kind of extra texture to his voice. Now, one of the things that really shows how Andy's instrument is... put together is the fact that he's got I think a larger nasal cavity than me. I've got quite a small nose. I wouldn't say he's got a big nose, but inside I can hear the inside here, but his is kind of got a lot more space, which allows him to have a depth when he sends air up here. And when I go up here, my voice thins out somewhat, but he was able to keep that depth. Of course, the film is professionally mastered and there's a lot of kind of added bass effects to get those deeper tones, but I think Andy, being a theatre actor, is really trained to open up and use these resonators of his own, and so putting it together in a character like this, he's got a very full, rich sound. So let's break it down again. We're using our tongue, the back of our tongue, and lifting it up very high in our mouth so it touches the soft palate. And we're squeezing air through over the top and around the sides while also pushing a lot of air through up to our nose. As this is happening, we're also tickling the soft palate at the back and all the kind of loose tissue that's at the back of our throat here to make this sound, to make this texture and sound. So when we put it all together,
it's like that, and it comes through the nose, but it's also very forward. You see that, my process?
See, sounds like that wouldn't really be able to made safely if they were like making the sound from the vocal fold. So the air's thrown past them and moving other parts higher up. And you really need to use the whole body so you can make sure that the air is flowing with the style of the sound you're making. Like I said before, I'm not an impressionist. I'm just trying to break down what I hear in Andy's voice as he creates Gollum. And that's what I'm hearing. And that's when I put it together myself, how I see it coming together. This is a crazy different review today. It's not obviously a real person. I don't think anyone's going to go out of their way to try and create Gollum's voice. But if you do, maybe these are things to think about. Whether it's been useful or not, hopefully it's been entertaining and you've learned something that you may or may not use for a party trick, maybe. But anyway, I wanted to bring a new video today. I'd love to go into Andy Serkis's voice himself a bit more detail later on, because he's got a fantastic voice. And again, like all the actors that I will be reviewing in this series, there's the voice work that they do and the training they do gives them, you know, scope, and it gives them range and dynamics. So anyone out there wanting to improve their voice coaching, vocal work is definitely key for you. So thanks for watching today. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And until the next time, look after your voice.